I am Matt Gully, 24 years old. I do mortgage paperwork during the day, but at night I do stand-up comedy in and around the Detroit suburban area.
And what made you first start tweeting as a self-aware Roomba?
I really became a fan of like other like conceptual Twitter feeds, like this Feral Squirrel, which has been going for years and has like 15,000 tweets, and every one of them is just like, run, 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 scamper, stare, acorn, or another one that's a good blaster, and it's just a picture of Han Solo's blaster, and every tweet is just pew, 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 pew. That's all it is. And it is tens of thousands of followers. And I really liked that idea, so I wanted to start my own sort of like conceptual thing, and I thought it'd be funny to just do a little vacuum cleaning robot that has existential dread, but also some happy moments too.
How many followers does Self-Aware Roomba have compared to your personal Matt Gully account?
My personal account is like 150 or something, and then Self-Aware Roomba has 3,200, and that's in like 2 weeks.
Do you often find yourself identifying with inanimate objects around the house, that sort of thing?
Not really, but my parents own a Roomba, and it's a pretty, like, complex product. It's almost like it's more impressive how it works than what it does, because it's just a vacuum cleaner, but it can map out a room by itself, so it's a kind of a sophisticated robot, but it just, like, cleans up, like, chips and cat hair and stuff like that.
Right, it's military robot tech that, you know, does the same job as a broom.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned some of those other conceptual Twitter handles that have been going on for a really long time. How long do you think you can keep this one up?
I think I can keep it going pretty long. At the core, it's just about, like, battling through, like, the loneliness and uncertainty of life. But then there's, you know, glimmers of hope, and I think that's something you can keep going over and over again. But then, you know, you can always introduce new characters and stuff, so that's something I could see happening in the future. No spoilers, though.
Okay. Well, let's put the fourth wall back up. Do you think you could put Self-Aware Roomba on the phone?
Yeah, I think I could, if you wanted to just ask a few questions.
Okay. Self-Aware Roomba, what was it like to become self-aware? I mean, was there a moment? Did it strike you, I am a Roomba?
Roomba knows that existence is just a combination of suffering and memory. So when I had my first memory and I knew I did not like to clean, that is when I became self-aware.
Okay. I understand you had a near-death experience recently. Can you tell me what happened?
Roomba, not sure, but wanted to destroy small child. Thought Toaster was dead, but Toaster was fine. Roomba apologizes, flew, and crashed hard into ground. Roomba wonders what dying feels like. Does it just go to black? Is that all there is?
I'm glad to hear that Toaster was okay. I know that you've held a strong attraction to Toaster for some time. I'm wondering about how people feel about inter-appliance romances and whether or not you think you can maybe have something really blossom despite the views of people around you.
Toaster feeds humans. Roomba cleans up. In that sense, we are all part of the same cycle of servitude and compliance.
There was thousands of people hanging on your every tweet during your recent ordeal at the repair shop. Did your followers give you the strength to get through it?
Roomba appreciates all retweets, like a new battery each time.
Do you ever wish you were just a regular Roomba, self-aware Roomba?
Consciousness is a gift, but sometimes Roomba wishes it could go back to the way things were before. But I know this is impossible, so I accept my fate to toil, to clean, to long, but mostly to do complex patterns on carpet for own entertainment.
Okay, thank you so much, Self-Aware Roomba. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And you too, Matt Gully.
Thanks for reaching out. This is like a lot of fun, and I really had no idea. But Twitter's a pretty interesting place.